You can use it to hold your tent up or use it for a fishing pole. But one thing you can't never do with it is throw it. It ain't a javelin. You throw it, and you don't have shit anymore. You're meat for the first guy that wants you. So, rule one, and so forth, while we froze our butts off. Came to the part where they start sparring, going through the basic moves. The Night Stalkers called for 7 guys to pair off with our regular instructors. I was proud. The recruits had listened to me. Nobody volunteered. The Night Stalkers grabbed 7 guys and started them through the moves. The sergeant took 4 pairs and his buddy took 3. Just like I figured. When they got moving faster, the soldier named Caddy made him a chance to accidentally hurt the guy he was sparring with. The Night Stalker broke it up. 7 more. Come on. This one hothead named Ken Something was all set to go after Caddy and got his head busted good. I told a couple guys, hang on to him, cool him down, and don't let him pair off with Caddy. I went up and took the spear from the guy Caddy had decked. His nose was bloody. Clumsy as Caddy had looked, I figured I could stumble around and get in a lucky whack that would slow him down for the rest of the guys that would have to face him. I was rusty, but I used to be pretty good with the standard infantry spear. Always was about my best weapon. The body will betray. I went to a stance without thinking. Caddy looked puzzled. I figured he was mean because everything puzzled him. The Night Stalker came and moved my hands and feet and butt around into what he considered a more acceptable stance. When he had everybody set, he started us through the moves. It got hard to stay looking inept as they came faster. The muscles and bones remembered and wanted to do things right. Caddy decided to break my nose. When he went for it, I stumbled out of the way and accidentally whacked him in the shin. He barked. Somebody in rank said, yeah. Somebody else laughed. That did it for Caddy. He came after me. I stumbled around and tried to make like a scared kid trying to defend himself. Had we been playing for keeps, I could have killed him over and over. Then he gave me an opening a blind man couldn't miss. I tore up his left ear, tripped him, sent him sliding through the mud. I backed off, trying to look scared and unable to believe what I'd done. That's enough, our sergeant snapped. Give me the spear and get back in ranks, Green. Caddy! Go get cleaned up. Get that ear fixed. I surrendered the spear and moved. The guys were all working hard not to grin. Green! It was the Night Stalker sergeant. Come here. I went back. I stood at attention. He looked me in the eye, hard. Then he touched the cut on my cheek. He backed off, took a spear from one of the grays, removed the head guard, threw it aside. Give him a spear. He got real quiet. Everybody wondered what the hell, except my sergeant. I thought I knew. Queensbridge. But it didn't make no sense. It was over a long time ago.